بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، we have been reading in the chapter the author he mentioned رحمه الله باب صفة صلاة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the chapter of the clarification of the description of the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We continue reading, and the author he mentioned an Aisha radiyallahu anha annaha qalat. He mentioned the narration of Aisha radiyallahu anha, and that she said, kana rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam yastaftihu as-salata bit-takbir. That the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to open up the prayer with a takbir, meaning saying Allahu Akbar. وَالْقِرَاءَةَ بِالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And he used to open up the recitation, meaning the recitation of the Qur'an, with الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. وَكَانَ إِذَا رَكَعَ لَمْ يُشْخِصْ رَأْسَهُ وَلَمْ يُسَوِّبْهُ وَلَكِنْ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ. And whenever he would make ruku', he did not raise up his head, nor did he lower it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but rather it was between that. وَكَانَ إِذَا رَفَعَ رَأْسَهُ مِنَ الرُّكُوعِ لَمْ يَسْجُدْ حَتَّى يَسْتَوِيَ قَائِمًا. And whenever he would raise his head, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the ruku', he did not prostrate until he was up standing straight, parallel, until he was standing up straight completely. وَكَانَ إِذَا رَفَعَ رَأْسَهُ مِنَ السَّجْدَةِ لَمْ يَسْجُدْ حَتَّى يَسْتَوِيَ قَائِدًا. And that whenever he would raise his head from the sajda, from the prostration, he would not prostrate again for the second time until he is sitting up straight entirely. وَكَانَ يَقُولُ فِي كُلِّ رَكْعَتَيْنِ التَّحِيَّةِ. And he used to say in every two rak'ah التَّحِيَّةِ, يعني التشهد. وَكَانَ يَفْرُشُ رِجْلَهُ الْيُسْرَى وَيَنْصِبُ رِجْلَهُ الْيُمْنَى. And he used to lay his left leg flat, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and his left foot as well. And he used to lay his left leg and foot flat and sit on top of that, and he would set up his right foot, meaning that he would point his toes on the right foot towards the Qibla and erect the foot in the air with the, or the heel will be erected, or the heel will be up in the air, and his toes, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would be facing the Qibla. She said, radiyallahu anha, وَكَانَ يَنْهَى عَنْ عُقْبَةِ الشَّيْطَانِ. And he would prohibit from the sitting called عُقْبَةِ الشَّيْطَانِ. وَيَنْهَى أَنْ يَفْتَرِشَ الرَّجُلُ ذِرَاعَيْهِ افْتِرَاشَ السَّبُعِ. And he also prohibited, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from a man laying down his arms in the manner of one of the ferocious animals, السَّبُعِ, يعني like the dog, likewise, in the manner like the dog or like the animals, how they would lay down with their legs straight and their front legs straight and flat on the ground. This is prohibited likewise. وَيَنْهَى أَنْ يَفْتَرِشَ الرَّجُلُ ذِرَاعَيْهِ افْتِرَاشَ السَّبُعِ. And he would prohibit a man from laying his hands down and from laying his arms down on the ground in the manner that the predatory animals, in the manner that the predatory animals lay their arms down. Likewise, like the dog, how he lays his front legs down, this is likewise prohibited. وَكَانَ يَخْتِمُ الصَّلَاةَ بِالتَّسْلِيمِ. وَكَانَ يَخْتِمُ الصَّلَاةَ بِالتَّسْلِيمِ. And he used to close the prayer, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with taslim, meaning saying, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, on the right and on the left. So we see in this narration, the narration of Aisha radiallahu anha, there is the clarification of the description of the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is clarified in much detail, and this is in order for a Muslim to learn in this manner and to see with clarity the methodology of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the prayer, and to see how his companions have witnessed him pray, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in order to strive against his soul, to comply to that statement of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wasallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, and pray in the manner you have seen me pray. So here we have Aisha radiallahu anha narrating the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and explaining that in some detail. Therefore, a believer, he will strive to understand the likes of these narrations and then likewise strive against his soul to rectify his prayer and to establish the salah in the manner described in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we see she mentions many benefits with regards to the description of the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. كان يستفتح الصلاة بالتكبير, that he used to open up the prayer with at-takbir. And we've seen some of the issues with regards to this, and that means Allahu Akbar, and that other statements are not sufficient. And what is being referred to here? And what is being referred to here? Bit-takbir, a takbira al-ihram. And we have seen the issue of that in the previous class. And this is the understanding of the statement, likewise, of the hadith of Ali that we've seen as well, radiallahu anhu, that he mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke about the salah, and he said, وَتَحْرِيمُهَا التَّكْبِيرُ وَتَحْرِيمُهَا التَّكْبِيرُ, and entering into its sacred state, the sacred state of salah, and he beginning it is with التَّكْبِيرُ. And this is how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would open up the prayer. And likewise, this is a reminder for a believer to bring his heart alive and to have a presence of mind whenever he's in the prayer, beginning with the glorification and the praising and the magnification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remember whom he is standing before and who he is worshipping, Allahu Akbar. And likewise, she said, radiallahu anha, that he would also open up the qira'ah. وَكَانَ يَسْتَفْتِحُ الْقِرَاءَةَ بِالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, that he would open up the recitation with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So we see here there's no mention of dua al-istiftah, but it has been clarified in other narrations, and from that, the narration that we have seen yesterday in the previous class from Aisha. And in that narration, she mentioned that he would make the opening prayer, the opening supplication, before the recitation of the Qur'an. And likewise, it has been narrated from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, between the takbir and the recitation of the Qur'an, there was a moment of silence, and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was reciting something there. This all has proceeded and been clarified, alhamdulillah. But as for the manner of opening up the recitation, وَيَسْتَفْتِحُ الْقِرَاءَةَ بِالْحَمْدُلِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, and he would open up the recitation, meaning the recitation of the Qur'an during the prayer, with alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And likewise, there is an evidence here for the position that the people of knowledge, they mentioned that the basmalah is not recited in the salat audibly. It's not recited out loud in the prayer, but rather it is recommended to be recited silently. And inshallah, this issue will come in more detail. So this is how he would begin the prayer, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with takbir, glorifying and praising and magnifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then with an opening supplication, dua al-istiftah. And then whenever he would begin the recitation of the Qur'an, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَسْتَفْتِحُ الْقِرَاءَةَ بِالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, and he would open up the recitation with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Then she mentioned, radiallahu anha, وَكَانَ إِذَا رَكَعَ لَمْ يُشْخِصْ رَأْسَهُ وَلَمْ يُسَوِّبْهُ وَلَكِنْ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ, and whenever he would make ruku', sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would not raise his head. He would not raise up his head, nor would he lower his head, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but rather it would be between that. لَمْ يُشْخِصْ رَأْسَهُ أَيْ لَمْ يَرْفَعْهُ أَشْخَصَ أَيْنِ رَفَعَ وَلَمْ يُسَوِّبْهُ أَيْ لَمْ يَخْفِضْهُ, meaning he did not lower it. Rather, she says, radiallahu anha, وَلَكِنْ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ وَلَكِنْ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ, but rather it was between this. Meaning that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he would make ruku', he would bend down and he would bow in a manner that his back would be flat. And likewise, while his back is flat, he would not raise his head, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nor would he lower his head, but rather his head would be flat with his back. Many people, whenever they go to ruku', they'll make their back flat and then they raise their head up in the air. They raise their head with their chin up and their head is poking up in the air. This is not from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is makruh. Makruh عند العلماء. The people of knowledge, they dislike this. For one to even if his back is straight, but then he raises his head up in the ruku', this is disliked. Likewise, to lower the head down far, likewise disliked. But rather, the back of the head will be flat and smooth, straight, parallel with the back. And this is the manner of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise, he will not bend down until his back is going down, and he will not bow until he would be leaning up some, but rather he would bow flat until his back is straight, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his head likewise is straight and parallel with his back, salawatullahi wa salamuhu wa barakatuhu alayhi. So this is the meaning of the statement here of Aisha radiallahu anha, wa kana idha raka'a lam yushkhis ra'sahu, ay lam yarfa' ra'sahu, وَلَمْ يُسَوِّبْهُ أَيَانِي وَلَمْ يَخْفِضْهُ وَلَكِنْ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ. Whenever he made ruku', he did not raise up his head, nor did he lower his head, but rather it was between that. Meaning his head is flat and parallel with his back, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَكَانَ إِذَا رَفَعَ رَأْسَهُ مِنَ الرُّكُوعِ لَمْ يَسْجُدْ حَتَّى يَسْتَوِيَ قَائِمًا. And whenever he would raise his head from the ruku', sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would not go down to prostration until he is standing up straight. Until he is completely standing up straight. So therefore, he would not hasten, he would not raise his head from the ruku' and then go down to sujood before standing up straight, but rather he would stand up straight entirely. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would move from the ruku' back to the position of standing entirely until he is standing straight. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then after this, he would make sujood. And this is an indication of the obligation of at-tumanina in the prayer, meaning having tranquility. And the intent of the people of knowledge with regards to at-tumanina in the salah, having tranquility, is that one will move from one position to the next completely. And he will not move to one position until he gets back to the position that he was in. For example, one will not go to sujood until one raises entirely from the ruku', like is mentioned here. He will not do as some people would do, and they would raise their head only a little bit from the ruku' or halfway from the ruku' and not stand up entirely and then rush down to sujood. La, this is not proper and this is not correct, but rather tumanina and fulfilling this pillar is to raise entirely from the ruku' until one is standing again in the standing position and then go back to sujood. And this is what is intended here, and this is the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and likewise this is a pillar from the pillars of the salah, ruknun min arkani as-salah, at-tumanina. But likewise she mentioned radiyallahu anha wa kana idha rafa'a ra'sahu min as-sajdati lam yasjud, wa kana idha rafa'a ra'sahu min as-sajdati lam yasjud hatta yastawiya qa'idan. And whenever he would raise his head from the prostration, he would not go back for the second prostration until he is set up entirely, until he is sitting straight up entirely. So again, the indication of it, tumanina, meaning that whenever he went to sujood sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he would raise from sujood, he wouldn't go down to make the second sujood until he had raised up and sat up properly and straight. Some people, they'll go to sujood and they'll raise their head just a bit or raise up halfway and then rush back down to sujood again. This is incorrect and this is not proper and this is not giving the prayer its right, and this is not even fulfilling the proper fulfilling the pillars in the proper manner. This is a great deficiency. But rather, the correct way is to raise from the sujood until one is sitting up straight in this manner. In this manner, as Aisha radiallahu anha, she is narrating, وَكَانَ إِذَا رَفَعَ رَأْسَهُ مِنَ السَّجْدَةِ لَمْ يَسْجُدْ حَتَّى يَسْتَوِيَ قَائِدًا. That whenever he would raise his head from the prostration, he would not go back down to prostration until he is sitting up straight. sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So therefore, a believer, he will not rush. He will go to ruku' and he will not go to ruku' and come back up real quickly, but rather he will go to ruku' until he is in that position properly. And then he will make the adhkar that are legislated, and then he will raise up. And he will raise up entirely. He will not raise up partially and then rush to the sujood, but rather he will raise up entirely until he is standing up straight again. Until he is standing up straight again. And then after this, he will go down to sujood. And he will have his body parts in the proper position for sujood. Inshallah, the narration will come with regards to this, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, until he is in sujood and he properly. And then he'll make the adhkar properly, and then he'll raise. He will not raise up partially, rather he'll raise up all the way until he's sitting up straight. Until he's sitting up straight, and then after this he will go down to sujood again. And this is the proper manner, and this is what this narration indicates here. Walhamdulillah. Then she mentioned, radiyallahu anha, وَكَانَ يَقُولُ فِي كُلِّ رَكْعَتَيْنِ التَّحِيَّةِ. And he used to say after every two rak'ah, التَّحِيَّةِ. التَّحِيَّةِ يعني التَّشَهُّد. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات, يعني until the end of التشهد. And this is well known. And likewise, there is an issue with regards to this in this chapter as well, that we will discuss بإذن الله تعالى, the issue of التشهد. بإذن الله تعالى. And then the author, he mentioned, وكان يفرش رجله اليسرى, وكان يفرش رجله اليسرى وينسب رجله اليمنى. وكان يفرش. هكذا it is in the text here, but likewise this verb has come, يفرش ويفرش, من باب نصر ومن باب ضرب. Here we see وكان يفرش رجله اليسرى وينصب رجله اليمنى, that he used to lay down, he used to lay his left leg flat, صلى الله عليه وسلم, his left leg and his foot, he would lay it flat and he would sit on that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَنْصِبُ رِجْلَهُ الْيُمْنَى, and he would set up his right leg, meaning that he would lay his left foot and left leg flat and sit down on that, and then his right foot, he would erect his right foot with his toes, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, facing the qibla, and his heel would be in the air, and his heel would be in the air, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this issue here, this is with regards to التشهد الأول, to the first تشهد. And likewise, this is the manner to sit between the two sajdas, between the two sajdas. As for التشهد الأخير, the last تشهد, if there are two of them, then one will make تورك. Then one, he will make تورك. And this has come in the hadith of Abi Humaid رضي الله عنه, collected by Imam al-Bukhari, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the last tashahud, or in the second tashahud, if there are two tashahud, in the second one, which would be the last one, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would make tawarruk. And this means that he would bring his left foot forward, and he would sit on his bottom, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with his left foot forward, and his right foot still in the same manner, with the heel in the air and the toes facing facing the qibla. He would bring his left foot forward underneath until it's underneath his right leg in this manner, and sitting on his bottom, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that relaxed manner. This is known as at-tawarruk, and this will be in the second tashahud. And the prayer that has two tashahud, it will be in the second one, meaning it would be in the second tashahud of Maghrib and Isha, and Dhuhr and Asr. As for the first tashahud, then there is no tawarruk. And likewise, as for in the Fajr prayer, then there is no tawarruk. Then there is no tawarruk. Likewise, we see here that كَانَ يَفْرِشُ رِجْلَهُ الْيُسْرَ وَيَنْصِبُ رِجْلَهُ الْيُمْنَ, that it is his left foot, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his left leg, and this is the one that he would lay down flat and sit on, and the right leg would be established and be erected. The right foot would be erected. As for erecting the left foot and sitting on the right foot, this is contrary to the sunnah. This is contrary to the sunnah. But rather we see here, it is the left leg and foot that is laid down flat, and that it is the right foot that is erected with the toes facing the qibla. Naam. And then she says, radiyallahu anha, وَكَانَ يَنْهَا عَنْ أُقْبَةِ الشَّيْطَانِ. And he used to prohibit, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from a sitting called عُقْبَةِ الشَّيْطَانِ. عُقْبَةِ الشَّيْطَانِ. And he used to sit in this manner. And it is ascribed to Shaytan, I need to clarify that this is not a proper manner to sit, and that a believer should not sit in this manner in imitation of Shaytan. And likewise, this is something that is not praiseworthy, and it's not praiseworthy. That's why it is ascribed to Shaytan, and likewise, it is not permissible for a believer to imitate a Shaytan. The people of knowledge have mentioned Uqbatu as Shaytan. This is whenever a person, he will sit down on his knees and put his both legs flat with his toes behind him, and he with his the top of his feet flat and his legs flat, and then he would sit between them with his bottom on the ground. He was sitting between his legs with the bottom on the ground. Or some people of knowledge mention likewise, even if he erected his heels and pointed his toes forward, but then he spread his legs and sat down with his bottom on the ground, this is all considered uqba to a shaytan. And if that one would sit down on his knees with his legs spread and put his bottom on the ground, this is not permissible to sit like this. In the prayer, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he forbade that and mentioned that this is the sitting of shaytan, uqba as shaytan, uqba as shaytan. Other people of knowledge have mentioned that this would be to sit down on one's knees and with his legs flat and straight back, sitting on his legs and with his toes behind him and sitting on his heels. They have described the uqba as shaytan to have this meaning. And others have mentioned rather sitting in that manner, but with his toes forward, poking up his heels, and then still sitting on his heels. And they have mentioned likewise that this is another interpretation of uqba shaytan that is impermissible in this position. Likewise, she says, radiyallahu anha, وَيَنْهَا أَنْ يَفْتَرِشَ الرَّجُلُ ذِرَاعَيْهِ افْتِرَاشَ السَّبُعَ. And likewise, he would prohibit sallallahu alayhi wasallam from laying his arms down in the manner of the ferocious animals or the predatory animals like the dogs and the vicious cats and the likes like this. And how whenever they sit down, they put their arms flat. So therefore, whenever one is in prostration, he will not put his arms flat on the ground, his hands and his arms flat. This is impermissible. But rather what is correct is to have the arms up in the air and to spread them and to have the hands flat facing the Qibla, to have the hands flat. As for laying the arms down and the hands down on the ground, then this is something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he prohibited. And this is a sign of laziness and the likes. But rather the correct way for the sujood, inshallah, will come with some detail in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas and radiyallahu anhumah. And it will come, inshallah, in a few narrations. Is that one, he will prostrate on his palms with his hands spread away from his body, of course, without hurting his neighbor, but with his elbows in the air and his arms away from his body. Mm-hmm. He would prostrate with his hands on the ground, with his elbows in the air, and his arms away from his body, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and his belly will not be touching his thighs. Also, there will be a place between there, and between his thighs and his belly would not be gathered together. Rather, there will be a gap between his stomach, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and his thighs, and his hands will be flat, and his forehead will be on the ground with his nose, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the knees and the toes will be facing the Qibla, in this manner. And then she said, radiyallahu anha, وَكَانَ يَخْتِمُ الصَّلَاةَ بِالتَّسْلِيمِ. And he used to close the prayer with التسليم. He used to close the prayer with التسليم, with تسليم. So we see here that he opened the prayer with takbir. And then there are certain types, and then there are certain statements that are to be recited, legislative, specific statements that are recited from the dua istiftah, and likewise the recitation of the Quran, particularly the Fatiha, and then another surah. And then likewise there are other adhkar, and then as well there are also movements that are specific that are made all the way until the end of the prayer, and it is closed with a tasneem. And from this narration, the people of knowledge have mentioned that the ulama, they have derived the definition of a salah, the legislative definition of a salah, from this narration. And the legislative definition of a salah is عِبَادَةٌ ذَاتُ أَقْوَالٍ وَأَفْعَالٍ مَخْصُوصَةٍ مُفَتَّحَةٌ بِالتَّكْبِيرِ مُخْتَتَمَةٌ بِالتَّسْلِيمِ مُفَتَّحَةٌ بِالتَّكْبِيرِ مُفَتَّحَةٌ بِالتَّسْلِيمِ. That it is an act of worship that consists of specific statements and actions that is opened up with takbir and it is closed with at-taslim. And this is what is clarified in the narration here of Aisha radiallahu anha. And we close with that. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.